Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. Jim Masters here, continuing our exclusive series with Jason Uribe of Code 3 Consultations, who's also an expert witness, as much as he is an extraordinary individual, very dedicated to the task, competitive motorcycle driver, internationally recognized and revered, with an intimate knowledge of cars and bikes and vehicle mechanics and electrical systems as well, all of which, combined with his firefighting experience as well in Napa Valley, California, all of that enables him to analyze and reconstruct accidents and vehicular occurrences on public roads. And his skills also come from years of the professional riding and driving and advanced studies as well in electrical engineering. And his quest to investigate and understand accidents, well, that's something he's been doing for a long time. And out of that passion, it led to the new career path for him, which is the formation of Code 3 Consulting, a wonderful practice that he has. And Code 3, as we mentioned, is a term Jason took from firefighting, where it's used to indicate the severity of an occurrence. He's now an expert witness, accident investigator as well, who specializes in vehicular analysis of car, truck, and motorcycle-related incidents, who carefully determines the probable cause of them and helps clients uncover the truth in court cases. And we're really excited because this particular topic, if you've been following along in this series here on Close Up Radio, we talked about what it is to be an expert witness, and that's on the first episode. Then we talked about the incomparable experience that he's got and the mechanical technical skills. Last week, we also talked about vehicular dynamics, what they are, and how he uses them. And then today, we're going to really delve into 3D reconstruction, which is something fascinating as well as we continue the series here exclusively on Close Up Radio. So live and direct from Napa, California, let's welcome back our very special guest, Jason Uribe, to Close Up Radio. Jason, welcome back to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on. I'm super excited for this one.
I am too. I mean, we've really been delving into some really incredible topics, and you have so many amazing talents that make you, as I mentioned sort of in that brief introduction, such a good expert witness. How long have you been working with 3D reconstruction techniques? And maybe you can even explain for the listeners what 3D reconstruction techniques even are.
Yeah, so basically a 3D reconstruction of an incident is almost exactly what it sounds like. It's essentially taking all of the information that we've gathered, all the studies, all the investigations, everything that we've kind of come to find throughout our whole case, and putting it together in a presentation that is somewhat of a video type thing, something that you can see on TV, something you can present to an audience. And it just gives a really good visual representation of what we found, what we think happened. And it's kind of something that we touched on the other day when we did our last episode, as far as it's really easy to explain something to someone and try and, you know, portray your words in a way that someone could visualize. But then when you actually come at them with a video, when you can actually show them something on a video screen that they can see and comprehend for themselves, it's a totally different ballgame.
Exactly. What are some examples maybe of the work in action when 3D reconstruction techniques really prove to be invaluable during the investigation process?
Yeah, so one of the greatest examples that I have ever seen personally was not on a case that I was involved in, but it was something that I followed very closely, and it's a good case that I use as a benchmark as far as having it was the sheriff, basically the sheriff were getting sued for negligence. And what happened was a sheriff's vehicle was involved in a crash, and the people that were suing the sheriff got very hurt. It was a bad deal. It was a bummer deal. But long story short, what ended up happening is this turned to a cold case. So essentially the sheriff was found at fault for years and years and years. And then later down the road, they decided to revisit the case and found that it was actually more of a maintenance issue on the plaintiff's side, as far as their vehicle had a malfunction. That's what caused them to veer into the sheriff's officer. And that's one of those things that they were able to use, as far as they got a 3D reconstructionist out there. They surveyed all the land, they surveyed the vehicles, and they put together all of the scenarios and the investigations that they found, put it together in a presentation, and was able to, I don't know if convince is the right way to say, but they were able to portray their side of the view and their side of the case, and ended up overturning the verdict, and it ended up working out for the sheriff. And that's one of those things that I try and keep in mind, as far as having this tool, this 3D reconstruction tool, is something that can be very, very beneficial, even if it's something down the road where you can revisit these cases. And as long as you can put together the pieces and you have the right knowledge and skill set, they can be very, very valuable.
That's terrific. It's great for people to really understand the work again in action. How does 3D modeling and animation sort of help you create the most detailed picture of an accident scene?
So there's a lot that goes into 3D recreations. There's lots of different softwares. There's lots of different pieces that you have to make everything come together. And basically the number one step to any recreation is just surveying. It's taking as many photos as you can. It's getting the right equipment and actually laser surveying the entire scene, and then surveying the vehicle and everything involved. Gives you a better perspective of actual very, very specific measurements, and then you can plug those into the program, and it all kind of snowballs from there is probably the best way to say it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the background. For a 30-second video, it probably takes 30 days worth of work. And that's one thing that I don't know if a lot of people understand, as far as how much stuff really goes in behind the scenes, but that's where we as accident reconstructionists really enjoy what we do, and that's where we really take pride in our work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating because, you know, no two scenarios or accidents are exactly the same. Is it true that 3D reconstruction can actually capture the motion before and during a crash?
Correct, yeah. So a lot of that is, those are all inputs that we have to put into our simulation, so to say. So it's something where there are self-learning programs where we can tell a computer, okay, this is what we found, this is what we think happened. What do you think happened? As far as asking the computer, what would be the best possible scenario, what do you think could have happened here? Those are still a work in progress. They are definitely not a perfect system, and something that we're always trying to evolve. But for right now, our primary source is we input everything, as far as this is what we think happened and this is how we think it should have gone. And with that information, we're able to kind of provide the software with a demonstration, so to say, and then the software takes over from there and puts it together in video.
That's really fascinating. I tell you, it really is. It is like being a detective, you know, in so many different ways. It's got to be really fascinating. Is it ever overwhelming or tedious? Does it ever become stressful for you because you're having to really sort of not only recreate but also really dig in deep and just throw all of yourself into this? Does it ever become a tedious situation, or do you have the tolerance and the patience to really spend all this time digging and looking for answers?
I would like to say that it never becomes tedious, but in reality, I think it's, you look at something for so long, so many times, that it starts to kind of feel the same. And that's, once I get to that point, that's where I really try and either take a step back, take a minute to breathe, or try and find something different, see something that I didn't see before, and always trying to kind of reevaluate the whole process, because what I don't want to do, what I'm really afraid of doing, is getting neck deep into a project and then realizing that I was wrong or realizing that I missed something and things like that, where I really have to rely on my coworkers, on other people, as far as trying to use all my contacts in the industry, doing whatever I can to try and create not only the best case, but, you know, provide my clients with the best service that I can. And it's definitely not a one-man show. There's a lot of people that help me out, and there's a lot of people that I try and help out in return. And it's a small world, whether it's in the motorcycle industry, the car industry, or anything like that. I mean, everybody knows everybody, and it's definitely something where we try and leverage that as much as we can.
You mentioned, other people really makes the entire thing gel beautifully. And there is another special guest we have that I think that was a perfect segue to introduce her to the show. Tell us who our special mystery guest is that's joining us, Jason.
Yeah. So we got Amber Firehawk joining us today. She is somebody that I leverage way too much, and she'll probably agree with me on that, as far as she has a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience with not only the training and coaching of riders, but more of the legality side of things and how things can actually play out in a realistic scenario, whether it's on public roads, whether it's, you know, private recreation, anything like that. She has a lot of in-depth knowledge and experience as far as how scenarios play out and different types of machinery and how they react in different ways. And definitely something that I try and not take advantage of, but I'm super, super thankful for her help. And yeah, I'll let her introduce herself as far as the technical terms. And then, yeah, I'm just super excited to see what she has to say.
Amber, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's great to have you here. And we got a chance to meet when the crew and I came out from the East Coast to film all throughout Napa Valley with Jason and you and the team, and really see things happening in action. It's good to hear your voice once again, and welcome to Close Up Radio.
Hi, thank you. It's great to hear from you again as well.
So tell us about some of the incredible things that you work on with Jason to help facilitate this extraordinary work with Code 3 Consulting.
For sure. So my experience goes back a long time, starting with my grandma, who started the motorcycle training business that she did with my mom, and now I've had the opportunity to do with my mom, where we learn about all different students and the different bikes that they ride and how, you know, some of the mistakes they make on the road, some of the, you know, misinformation that they can use on the road and what that can do to create some of the accidents and stuff that Jason will see in his cases. And it gives me a better idea to say, well, if the student was riding this bike and they had this level of skill, maybe this could have happened. And so I can sort of give a second opinion from roadside and teaching side riding to some of his work.
That's incredible. What are some things that you guys have worked on together that maybe stand out for you that you recall? Because like I was saying with Jason, and we've talked about in the series, every day he brings on new challenges and new scenarios, right?
Yes, absolutely. Some of the bigger things that we've worked on is just trying to find out the how and the why of certain cases and things like that, and just, you know, that quest for understanding how a motorcycle can react in that way or how someone was thinking and those types of things.
That's incredible. So, Jason, having Amber, you know, sort of there right by your side and able to help facilitate some of the things is really a good thing to have, right? Because you're so, like I said, intense and immersed in the work itself, and you guys are like a terrific tag team.
Yeah, it's something I'm very, very thankful for, and she's helped me out a lot. She helps me out every day, and I always try my best to repay the favor whenever I can, and it's one of those things I don't want to take advantage of, but I know I'm very lucky to have. And I think something that I'm very proud of, something that we have lots of experience in, is just like she said, as far as figuring out the how and the why. And she has lots of knowledge as far as how a motorcycle can react in this way. And if you have a rider that came from this area, that's on this motorcycle, on this road, she has lots of experience as far as this is a possibility and this is out of the question. This is just not reality-based. And that's kind of the approach that we take to all of our cases, to all of our work, whether it's something that we are directly involved in or whether we're just looking at a random scene that we pass by or something that we hear of down the grapevine. It's something that I'm very, very thankful for, and I try my best to take advantage of and be the best that we can be for our client.
Do you mentioned some of the partners too, which is really important, using the technology partners in your 3D reconstruction efforts. Is it true that you engage in studies to be able to actually do all this yourself in the future as well?
Correct. Yeah, at this very moment, I'm not able to do 3D recreations by myself in-house. I'm currently taking classes and trying to learn more about how to do that by myself. It's very an in-depth procedure, and kind of like we were talking about, there's 50 different steps to create a 30-second video, and trying to get all of those steps, not only just get good at them, but to master them and be able to stand by them is something that I'm trying to get really good at, and I'm not quite there yet, but I am working on it.
So let's talk a little bit more. Maybe Amber, you can chime in a little bit more about what is like a day-to-day like for people that are really learning about the work of an expert witness and how, in this case, Jason's able to pull from his experience as, you know, an incredible racing driver, of course, and also with the firefighting experience, all of that combined with the electrical engineering, it really makes him perfect for this kind of work, doesn't it?
I would agree 100%. I think it's, you know, you sort of walk the walk, talk the talk, but when you live it on a daily basis and you get those different experiences and you can understand that some things just, you know, they happen strangely, but you see it day to day, it gives you so many more tools to deal with different cases that come up in the future. And I think his experience and his skills help him work with that flawlessly.
So in the case of like an average day, maybe there's something you can share that you guys have worked on that would give people an example, as we were saying earlier, of the work in action. Sometimes, you know, I'm sure the phone rings, you get a call, and you got to put things together relatively quickly, right?
Yeah. So one thing that comes to mind is not a case that I was directly involved in, but something that both Amber, myself, and a lot of Amber's family and everybody had something to say about. There was an incident on the East Coast that involved a motorcycle hitting a K-rail, and it didn't end up very well, unfortunately, for the rider. But long story short, I mean, there was a period, this was a few months ago now, where we had probably six people in Amber's living room looking at these photos, looking at these videos and all the evidence that they had, trying to put together exactly how this happened. And it took, you know, everybody had a different opinion. Everybody had an idea of, okay, well, maybe this happened, and maybe there was a mechanical failure here, and oh, maybe there was something on the road here. And there's so many different variables that go into trying to build these cases. Even, you know, like you guys were saying, even when it's not something that is for us as far as Code 3 consultations, but it's something that we can help out in and at least just try to understand, if not for the client, for us to have a better view, a better perspective of, okay, this is something that can happen, and this is something that we've never seen before, but it's something that now we have to prepare for, and now we know is reality-based, and now we know, okay, this, you know, this happens, and it's not just a fluke, and we got to figure out why. And I think that stands out to me as far as kind of solidifying the fact that it's not a one-man show. I mean, there are lots and lots of people out there that have lots of great experience, and if you're able to capitalize on that and use that to your advantage, and again, not only just for your advantage, but for your clients and everybody involved. I mean, it's something that can be very beneficial to everybody, and it helps everybody learn something new along the way, and it really builds for a good case.
Which is really great. You would agree, Amber, that's really what it's like, huh? It's all about.
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell us a little bit more. I know you're excited to work with Jason. Tell us a little about some of your additional background as well, Amber.
For sure. So like I was saying earlier, I've grown up with motorcycles. I've never not known a motorcycle in my life. My mom and I were both born and raised Harley riders, and then we've made the switch over to sport bikes. We have family that's in the dirt and, you know, all different types. My mom, Christine Firehawk's a master motorcycle trainer. She's a CEO, and I've been working under her since I was old enough to walk. So for me, my experience comes from watching her and learning with her just on, you know, the vastness of the industry and the different types of riders we see, the different motorcycles we see, and really understanding the mind of the rider. I think is where a lot of my experience comes from, is being able to understand, you know, what mechanical tasks someone would be doing. And it's great that I can bring that to the table to work with Jason, because riders on the track and riders on the street sometimes think totally different, and it's great to bring a different side to the table.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And Jason, you would agree with that. It's, you know, when you have the opportunity to bounce off some ideas when you're thinking about certain things you're working on, especially as an expert witness, it's always good to have somebody else that can sort of say, you know, that's true, but maybe this, you know, think about it this way or try this. It's always good to have that, right?
Yeah, 100%. It's one of those things that I'm very, very thankful for all of her experience and all of her knowledge. She's been a huge help, not only to me personally, but for the business, for Cothic Consultations. It's something where, like you said, sometimes it's easy for me to kind of get closed-minded to look at an incident and be like, okay, this is how it happened. Like, this is it. And having her, with her experience and her vast knowledge of not only motorcycles, but the rider mentality, like she was saying, kind of being able to come from a different angle and say, okay, well, what if this happened, or this person with this amount of experience would have done X, Y, and Z, and this other person would have done, you know, X, Y, and Z. And being able to have that in-depth knowledge, I think, is very, very important. And it's something that I'm trying my best to learn from. Every time she has something to say, I try my best to learn as much as I can. And I'm super lucky and super thankful to have her as part of my business.
I tell you, yeah. And you're also very heavily involved in the equestrian world too, right, Amber?
I am, yeah. I just got back from a show yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, the last time we talked to Jason, you did quite well in a competition.
Yeah, my horse has been doing really great. I've been super proud of him, and we just made the move from New York to here to work with a new trainer, and it's been very exciting.
Wow, that's exciting as well. That's a whole other expert witness realm when you are working in that. Yeah, huh? It's kind of uncanny that you both have the motorcycle backgrounds too, you know, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and then the coming together and teaming up on everything is just really uncanny and ironic, and I think it's really fantastic. What would you say, Amber, is something about Jason, because I know Jason's very humble, Jason's character and his personality and his tenacity that makes him so good, especially, and so effective as an expert witness? Again, when I was there on our TV shoot, I got a chance to see, you know, that tenacity and that desire to want to, you know, improve and learn. Matter of fact, there was a fire call that happened when we were in the middle of the shoot, and we paused the shoot so he can go out, and he wanted to, you know, serve the public. And we're like, yeah, don't worry. Cameras will hold. We'll be good. You go out, do what you got to do. And he hopped on that truck and went, and which is fantastic. What would be a few things that people don't know about Jason that you think would be really good for people to know in terms of being a really solid expert witness?
Yeah, well, he definitely kicks it up a gear when stuff like that happens. You can tell, you know, he really, really cares about just people in general. He's a very compassionate person, which he won't always say, but he also tries to do everything he can to work down to the bottom of things and figure things out, whether it's for just knowledge or for families or whatever the case may be. But he is a hard worker, and he never gives up. And that, I think, is what makes him really unique.
And, Jason, what would be something that you can share about Amber and her personality and her? Because, again, when we were there on the shoot, I saw Amber being she was right there. Like, she, if there's anything that we needed or there were pieces to the puzzle that we needed to fill in, she was there. She was on point. She was spot on. You know, she helped sort of facilitate everything as it was going along in every, you know, area of what we were doing. What would be some things about Amber in terms of her tenacity and her personality that make her terrifically suited for this work as well?
Exactly what you just said. I would say that just her sheer tenacity is something that I admire a lot of, and I try my best every day to match. Her attention to detail is something that I'm very thankful for, especially if there's these cases that I just kind of get stumped on. I'm trying to figure out what went down, and she can come in and in 30 seconds pick out something new that I never had noticed. So being able to have that attention to detail, to have that go-get-em mindset, something that I think she's very good at is sometimes she can be more of the bite, where sometimes I might be more of the bark, she's the bite. And I think it's a good kind of combo that we can bounce off of each other like that, being able to have her vast knowledge and her vast experiences in so many different fields, that attention to detail, and having that forward, go-get-em, you know, we're going to make this happen kind of mentality is something that I'm very appreciative of. I'm super glad I can have her as part of the team. She is the team, basically, and it's one of those things where I'm always trying to step up my game to match hers.
Folks want to learn more, you can learn more by going to code3consultations.com. That's code, and it's the number 3 as opposed to the spelling of the word. It's the number 3 and then consultations.com. Jason and Amber, this half hour went by in a New York minute, but it was so terrific having an opportunity to really delve into the 3D reconstruction and explaining a little bit about how that works and how you're involved in that realm, and also how you guys team up and play off each other so well as a team. So it was good to chat with you, Amber, and to chat with you as well, Jason, on this episode of Close Up Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
It was great to hear from you.
You as well. Yeah, you as well. And having seen you guys in action, you do make a great team. So folks listening, they're going to get the best when they connect with code3consultations.com. I saw them in action when I was there on the TV shoot. Gang, you guys be well. Enjoy the rest of your week, and thanks for all the time and stopping by Close Up Radio today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you guys take care. And this is your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for joining us. Again, code 3, it's the number 3, consultations.com, is the website to connect with Jason Uribe. He's really incredible. And we thank Amber for joining us as well. And this is just a fascinating topic. And Jason will be continuing with us here on Close Up Radio with more incredible topics as well, enlightening us on the work of being a dedicated expert witness. For all of us, Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another fascinating guest celebrated around the world right here on Close Up Radio. Until then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.